Tuesday edition of the favorite morning show topics podcast. Good.
What? I had a better name for it.
What was it?
I don't know.
Well, then it's worthless here. Chelsea girl, favorite topic?
I don't like being spoken to like that.
What was your...
The I love you thing. That was hilarious.
All right, so...
When you said that you loved me and it took 9 months and you said, I think I love you, and you've had multiple misfires before that. Yep, it was good.
See, the thing is, a new survey says, and fellas, write this down if you want. About 55% of people said, yeah, I mean, I would help these guys out. 55% of respondents in this new survey said, I love you within the first 3 months of dating. And if you drop the L word in the first 30 days, 67% of couples reported being very happy compared to 53% who did it after 5 months or more. No, I was at 9 months and we're married. So Okay. Someone say I just nailed it.
Someone say good for you.
The whole story, and I'm not going to go through them, but there was 3 incidents with the I love you thing.
2 misfires and then...
Yep. And I blame the second one on your best friend from high school who said
nice.
At prom, Reed will say that he loves you at prom tonight.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me that she had told that to you. So I was totally oblivious.
She's on my side.
It's because you're...
You wouldn't have done it anyway.
That's true. But I mean, you're looking at me that night, and I didn't know it until months and months after when you're like, yeah, that night, that was the night that I was expecting it. So there's probably about 10 times where I'm like, here it comes.
Not watching a movie at your dad's house when you said, I think I love you.
That was how I've said it to us. I think I love you. And she was like, take the think out. No, I'm serious. I think I love you. Take the think out. So it was very romantic can be. I thought that topic was interesting. My favorite topic, though, I'm going to go with, I don't know, we talked about something earlier. Oh, the memories thing. It's our topic of the day. Earliest memory that you have in your life. Mine is when I was like 2 playing this like game with my mom. And you think, Reed, you see home videos of this. How could you really remember something when you're 2? There's no home video. And it was just simply a like picture in my mind of my mom like, kneeling over me as this little kid, and I can just picture that, and I can still picture it. So why would she describe that to me, or why would she, there's no home video of it, and I also have memory of preschool and my first day of kindergarten, when my mom took me
in. Good for you, Reed.
Chelsea's first memory is when she got her driver's license at 16, so she really has absolutely no memory of her childhood, even though it was an awesome childhood.
That's not true.
Chelsea's earliest memory is when she got a pony when she was little, but even that she doesn't think is legit.
I don't. It's on video.
Can we all appreciate you actually got a pony?
When I was 3.
It was your grandma's?
Yeah.
So it was kind of
a... And it was named Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it wasn't like... It was like a hand-me-down pony?
Well, it kind of was. Like, it wasn't a newborn pony.
And you rode the pony, right?
Yeah. She's very crabby.
Did she only let you ride it? Is that a true story?
Well, she would let other people ride it, but there was many people that were thrown off.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did they get hurt?
No.
Because she wasn't real high. She wasn't a really tall pony.
Right.
So she was just cranky, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.